Okay. So, from where we left off last time, Ben and Olivia had gone back to the house. You wanted to do a tracking spell to try and track down Scott Wilkerson, who is the only person whose name you know and can therefore possibly track down. Jake, Oliver, and Frank, you're going to visit the La Croix sex cult over in East Knoxville.
What's new?
And Charlie, you're just exploring around the Oliver Hotel and the square, and I have down here getting into mischief.
Me? Mischief?
Mm.
I'm insulted.
Also, Alan, I came up with a cleansing spell because we didn't have one worked out, but I think I got enough auspicious elements for us to work with.
Okay. Okay. We'll start with you then. So, tell me about your spell.
Yeah, so I just kept it simple and basic. Although there are specific, Italian things I could have pulled onto, they were oddly specific. It might have been hard to reasonably say, oh, I've got access to this. So I just went with things that I know that would be easily accessible. So freshly laundered white robe, a hot shower, salt sprinkled into the corners of the room at each point of entry, incense burning in the center of room, and a struck tuning fork walked around the entire circumference of the room 3 times.
Okay. That certainly sounds like a ritual.
Yeah.
So how many of those are, well, first of all, how many of those are in any sense difficult to achieve?
Very few. I was trying to come up with words to say, but I was struggling.
Mm-hmm. But there is an incantation?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, I mean, you don't actually have to have the incantation in real life at the moment. If you just want to say that I'm going to say an incantation.
Yes, I will say an incantation.
Knock, right. Knock. Who's there? That's what we're trying to find out.
Nice.
Nailed it.
I do have an incantation for the tracking spell.
All right. Let's go then. How's your presence plus expression looking?
Presence plus expression.
I think I've got that.
It's looking very expressive. Four,
five, that's 5 total. 4 presence, 1 expression.
All right, roll that for me.
Boom! A botch!
Can I try and help him?
Well, not now.
Worth a shot.
Do you want to take the botch? Get a beat?
Yeah. Yeah. Take that L for sure.
Okay. Your cleansing ritual works perfectly.
Mm.
Good.
Wow, Ben, you're really good at this stuff. You know, I wish I'd gotten kind of an early start on this. Still kind of new to this stuff myself. But yeah, you seem really confident.
It's really great to have Nick as a mentor.
All right, what's the next step?
What other elements are actually actions you have to perform, if any?
For the cleansing spell?
Or mm-hmm.
The tracking for the cleansing spell. It's just small actions. So a hot shower, salt sprinkled in the corners of the room, incense, and a struck tuning fork walked around the entire circumference. So the tuning fork is the thing that's going to take the most time.
Okay. For that sort of stuff, I'll just give you a +2 to roll your intelligence, and occult, and add +2.
Okay.
Also mark off 1 essence.
Got it. What?
Oh my god! Maybe Olivia should be doing the magic. God damn.
Another
one!
With 8 dice. With 8 dice.
This is
I just want to point out that my daughter does not fuck this up this badly.
This is mathematically difficult.
Are you sure you're not a werewolf?
could be. Could be.
A few more botches than he might be.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Y'all are just going to get back to the house and Ben and Olivia are gone, and we're actually back in our Knoxville.
Even the wrong white hood.
Okay, where in your house were you creating a safe space?
Yeah, so we just said that there would be an empty room, considering just the size of the house that Charlie would have gotten from his parents. I would have tried to get an interior room, so one without windows and just a single entry, so that you don't have to
basement.
You know, worry about cleansing anything else.
Oh, no.
Yeah, basement sounds good. Basement? Basement.
Oh, basement sounds
good. It's closer to the underworld.
Yeah. All the better to eat you with.
The things won't have to go as far to get you.
Yeah. While doing the cleansing ritual, I've just been knocking away spiders without thinking about it.
Okay.
Well, he's like taking notes off to the side.
Pro tip number one, never ever give Alan ideas.
Okay, so now you may do the tracking spell.
Now I may do the tracking spell for sure.
Okay, can I help him at all?
Dude, you're going to track like a post office.
If he explains to you what the ritual is, tell us what the ritual is.
So the ritual's pretty simple. It's just a map with a pendulum, so it's just a crystal on a string, like I just bought a cheap crystal and tied a string to it. Repeatedly writing the name in calligraphy, an incantation, a chalk circle, and including the cardinal directions containing all the elements of the spell. And then that's basically it.
Oh, Nona had me take those cotillion classes for a while. I'm great at calligraphy.
If you got calligraphy, that's I'm down.
Both of you, roll your dexterity plus expression.
Oof. Dog.
Okay.
What if I didn't?
Oh, I can't wait.
I mean, it can't be worse than what you're doing so far.
Yeah.
So you say that.
Second pro tip.
I got two successes. There was also one in there, which was terrifying.
Your handwriting is lovely.
Thank you. Thanks, Nona. Shout out.
Dexterity plus expression is two dice with zero successes.
This is how tonight's gonna go, isn't it?
Yeah. Got a crayon sitting in the corner.
Okay. So that's for the calligraphy. Mm-hmm. So what's the next step?
We said the calligraphy was gonna be intelligence plus craft.
That's better for you.
So it's 1, 2, 3. It's not great for me, but it's better.
Is that a better dice roll for you?
I'm trying to find my character sheet. 1 sec. It disappeared on me. Intelligence plus craft.
Wow.
Zero success.
Oh, no, it's worse.
Okay.
It's
what is wrong with you?
it's worse by one die. And I can roll it.
Let's kick him from the party and bring him back. Maybe it'll do.
I got a success on 3.
Wow.
I've rolled so many dice tonight.
And no successes.
All right. I'll let you keep your original 2 successes.
No. Make them suck. I mean, what?
Make them what?
Yeah, the success suffer. Threshold is 4 in total.
Oh, I did my part.
All right.
And then the incantation.
At this point, you're just doing ritual activities. So are there any other actions you can perform that might boost your success?
Incantation, we said, was presence plus occult, and then the chalk circle with the cardinal directions is wits plus craft plus 2.
Yeah. Make those rolls.
Okay, presence.
Wits plus craft plus. Are we all rolling these still, or no?
Whoever's drawing the chalk circle.
That should, well, let's see. Wits plus craft. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So that'd be 7 dice for me, but.
Jesus, no, you got that. What do you have so many dots in? Craft?
Billion in 2 successes.
That's better.
Yeah, and 1 billion in wits.
And then you made
It would have been 6 for me. I can't count.
And then the last part of the spell is the incantation, which is a Latin phrase.
And you may both roll that.
Presence plus occult.
Okay, that's not bad. I got 2 successes.
2 successes.
So many dice.
With 2 more dice than you.
Okay.
And so we're in the middle of the room just saying ostindi mihi ilim quim quero. Ostindi mihi ilim quim quero. Just repeat it over and over again.
All right. Now roll your intelligence plus occult for the actual spell casting.
Both of us? I zoned out.
Yeah.
What was it? Sorry.
7 success.
There you go.
Never doubted you.
Jesus, Bruce.
Well, that was very impressive.
That's where all my successes were.
In fact, I'm sure the prior 2 botches will not negatively impact those 7 successes at all.
In no way.
What could go wrong?
Somehow I've turned this not into a me finding someone else spell, but an everybody, ooh, here's a beacon.
High or low, Bo?
Let's go, you know, roll it low. Roll it low, dog.
Oh, God. You've been rolling low, so let's hope it sticks with it. Boy, I'm holding my breath right now. Oh, gosh.
That's high-ish. All right. You believe you know exactly where this guy is. There's a mark on your map. It is in the it's in North Knoxville, and you have the location on your map.
Got it. I take a picture of the map and send it off to Josh and say, "Do you want us to go check it out?"
All right. Who all is in? He gives me a call back. Who all is a part of us?
It's just me and Olivia right now, but I figured once everybody else got back, we might be able to head out there.
Well, definitely wait until your brother gets there, because that is in the Black Church's territory.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, okay.
So you should at least let them know you're coming.
Yeah.
And of course, I'd probably want to know if there's like, you know, demon, spider, hyena, wolves out there.
Yeah, could you forward me one of their contact infos? Preferably one who, you know, is chill.
They're Pentecostal vampires, son. None of them are chill.
Oh, God. Okay.
Do you have any experience talking to vampires who aren't me?
No, not
I
really.
I do. Too much, sadly.
Right, but yours, you're different universe. I worry that your experience might be, I don't know, in some way dangerous.
I can be okay. Diplomatic.
I'm sorry. Took me a second for that to register, and then I had to laugh. You tried to start a feminist revolution in 1880.
That didn't have anything to do with
vampires. Oh, you did?
Though.
Wow.
That's... Yeah, no, that was vampire related. No, that wasn't because of the vampires. The feminist revolution actually started in the medieval world, to be correct.
Hmm.
And then it transferred over.
Pants.
Power to the people.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're a traveling mummer.
I'm just hoping you didn't get your diplomacy skills from your father.
meanwhile, let's see now. We have Frank and Oliver and Jake heading into East Knoxville, into a very extensive part of town. East Knoxville it's kind of its own little town. It's not quite fully incorporated yet, but it's like everyone wants to live in East Knoxville, if you know what I mean. If you pass by a neighborhood with like a few million-dollar homes there,
it's where the servants live.
Yes, exactly. Pull up to the gate of a mansion that's probably a $10 million home. And it has a security guard out front of the gate.
Wait, am I with them?
Yes, you're with us.
Whose big monstrosity is this?
You know the vampire who had the thick southern accent on the board earlier?
Yeah.
His.
No. The southern accent, that was Brother Ray, who is the Black Church leader, and he's in North Knoxville. This is one of the homes of that's used by Lucien and Domino Lacroix for get-togethers.
Yeah.
Wow.
I hope it's Lacroix from Forever Night. He was awesome.
If that is, in fact, where I ripped it all from.
Nice. Well, I'll lean out so the security, I can see the guard. Frank Jones I was asked to come up here this evening.
Just a second. And he steps into a little guard booth. And then a few minutes later, the doors slide open.
Ooh. How many guards are on the premise?
You see one at the gate. They're not making rounds or anything. If they're out there, they might be hidden.
And are these
all right, boys,
guards or?
I'd say again, you kind of went up for a second.
I said, are these normal human guards, or are they supernatural?
Do you have any skills that would let you identify the difference?
I have my nose.
It always knows.
Not anymore. Now I got your nose.
Jesus.
Works better on camera. But
well, I mean, you're going to meet an Elder Draconis vampire, so he may, in fact, take your nose before he's done. Let's see. So you just want to make a smell roll, but you don't have a gift like sense the strange or anything?
Yeah, give me one second.
I have sensed the strange with Auspex, well, or with something, I think.
Not okay, well, you may roll that if you want to.
I'm not worried. I'm quite sure that they are, you know, more than human, some of them. So I'm not going to bother. I'm just going to say, boys, I know that the two of you are reasonably level-headed. I'm sure I don't have to stress how important it is that we be on our best behavior.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know these vampires, but I've known other ones, and yeah.
You are instructed to drive up to the front of the house, and there's a place where you can park there. There are, in fact, a lot of vehicles parked out front. Apparently, there's a gathering here tonight of some kind.
Mm-hmm. I got two successes, by the way.
Okay. They don't smell, like, unnatural to you. You do not have the ability to tell the difference between a regular human and, like, someone who is under a spell or someone who is blood-bonded or something.
Okay.
Make a wits plus composure roll. Anyone who has any type of preternatural hearing, which is probably all of you, you may roll that. Wits plus composure. Werewolves, I believe, get 9 again.
So not perception, but just wits plus composure?
Yeah. The perception number at the bottom, that's basically what someone's rolling against if they want to surprise you.
Oh, I see.
5 successes.
So is my Auspex figured into it, or do I add it?
If you have Auspex added, no, you can just add your Auspex as bonus stuff to any wits plus composure roll.
All right.
I got a 1.
I see that.
So I either don't hear or see shit, but I can smell them.
Well, I rolled, but it doesn't tell me anything.
What are you rolling in?
Did I roll along in campaign?
You're in campaign?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, nothing came up. Nothing came up. Roll all again.
Right. What the hell?
It did this to me before, remember, Al?
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
Ah. Oh, there.
There we go. Well, I'll take a second.
That's fine. let's see. Luke, you hear music. Jake, you in fact hear a string quartet playing from somewhere inside. The sound of a city of a number of people, at least 30 or 40, who are mingling and chattering amongst themselves. And you can tell from the approximate position of the house where they're doing that at. And you think in some other part of the house you hear the sounds of at least 2 or 3 people who are crying or weeping.
Oh, God.
Anthony? What's something appropriate for botching a perception roll?
I was tipping somebody's bees.
Here's an ice cream truck. You have to run after it.
Somebody's dressed like a mailman.
It's a cat dressed as a mailman. Stuffing squirrels in the mailbox.
You think you hear someone whisper your name. Like right behind you. You turn around but don't see anyone.
Okay. I'll kind of stop and look around. Do I see anybody that I might recognize from my universe?
You don't see anyone at all.
Oh. I just glare down at my nub and just hold on to it and say, continue to walk in.
Yeah. It was very creepy. As most things are in your life.
Don't talk about my sister like that.
Yeah. You go up as you walk up the steps to the there's huge ornate wooden doors. They open up, and a guy in a butler's uniform is there. Very formal, so wearing white gloves and everything. Pale. He's sort of a okay. Imagine Steve Buscemi cleaned up. And with his hair slicked back and wearing a butler's livery.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't seem to blink. Good evening, gentlemen. I believe you are here for one of the master and mistress's affairs.
Thank you, Riffraff. yes, sir. We
he does not have a hump.
Oh.
Does he have the same like kind of bulgy eyes that Steve Buscemi has?
Oh yeah.
Oh god.
And he's not blinking.
Did he too used to be a fireman?
Do you ask him?
No, I was just strange Steve Buscemi knowledge.
I did not know he used to be a farmer. Learn something every day.
He helped out a 9/11.
We just go off on the weirdest fucking tangents in my games. I don't know why.
Sorry.
All right. Escorted into stately vampire mansion.
Is everyone else dressed up to the nines like he is presenting to be? Or?
Once you get inside, you can tell that the party noise and also the string quartet is through a set of closed double doors off to your left. The master, Master Delacroix, will be down shortly. In the meantime, would you like some refreshment? There is one of Mistress Domino's affairs is ongoing right now.
I think we're all right. Thank you, though.
Very good, sir. He turns and heads up the stairs, presumably to tell the vampires that you were there. All of you can roll your with plus composure again. Same rules as before. I'm completely hypnotized by this pug gif. So we got three. We got one for Anthony. Two for Jake. All right. From inside, you hear the sound of a loud crack, followed immediately by a scream, and then a whole bunch of people cheering and applauding.
Did somebody bust open a pinata?
I don't think that's what it was.
Anthony, you think you could all tell the voice of the scream was female. Anthony, you think it sounds familiar, but you don't know who it is.
Oh, no.
I more or less jump into action and I start looking for where the scream came from.
It came from a room on the other side of some heavy double doors, sliding doors. That is right there to your left.
Door closed.
They're closed. Yeah.
Oliver, don't Oliver.
I put my hand on his shoulder firmly and just it's not our business right now.
Whack. Another scream, more cheering.
And a sound of a woman screaming in pain or
she's not, you don't hear someone like begging for help or anything like that, but yeah, you do hear a scream.
Do you not hear that? Like, why are we not here?
You mean the kinky shit? Yes.
It's a sex party. That's what's happening here. And it's a vampire sex party, so it's extremely unpalatable to the rest of us, but that's not what we're here for.
I will slowly
scandalize.
What if I want to join?
Oh, I'm sure you'll have an opportunity. Remember, this is all in and out. We're just in and out. That's all. We get in,
that's
get out.
That's what they call it sometimes.
That's what she said.
Yes.
Okay. As you are debating what to do, or rather trying to persuade Oliver not to do anything. Before you see or hear anyone, you feel someone. And you all turn simultaneously and look up the stairs. It's trying to think. Oh, just to keep things simple, we'll say, imagine the layout of the Beverly Hillbillies. It's that type of... does not require musical accompaniment, though. That type of staircase leading up and to the second floor. And all three of you turn and look at once. And at the top of the stairs, there is a woman in a a very fashionable and very tight-fitting blood-red dress. She looks like a very pale Monica Bellucci. Or if you've seen The Matrix, she looks like Monica Bellucci. Well, hello there.
I will, I'll just sort of not quite bow my head, but nod my head respectfully down. And I'll take off my hat.
What kind of hat are you wearing?
I'm absolutely wearing my Stetson from the Old West. That's my new look. Oh, wait till you hear my new face.
Should have been a cowboy.
I cannot wait.
Please be Clint Eastwood.
I hope it'd be someone better looking than that.
Well, I ain't happy. I'm feeling sad.
So this is, I assume, Miss Delacroix. Sorry.
Madame Delacroix.
All right. And, yeah, let's...
I'll extend a hand to her to shake her hand.
Well, she walks down very slowly down the stairs and a gown falling behind her. And, yeah, you will enchanté. And you are?
Gesundheit. I'm Oliver.
Charmed. And you must be the Frank Jones from another world. How fascinating.
Well, I will offer my hand to her, and if she extends her hand, I will kiss it lightly.
Okay.
I've seen the movies.
She chuckles at that. And you, Mr. Connor, is this is your first time at one of our little gatherings?
Yes, ma'am, it is. I follow suit with whatever Uncle Frank did.
I've heard so many wonderful things about you. Joshua just raves about your performance as one of his people.
Minions.
Well, thank you kindly, ma'am. Hopefully everything he said has been fond.
Oh, wait. What is everybody's relative presence?
Relative presence?
Yeah, like what is your presence rating?
Three. Is three.
Three, and don't have any social kind of things.
Yeah, does anyone have striking looks?
Not yet. That's what we're here for.
Okay, so who said they had three?
Me.
Everybody, I think.
Oh, correct. So you're all, none of you is, you know, Brad Pitt, but you're all better looking than average. Brad Pitt's more presentable than average. My husband is upstairs preparing. He should be available shortly. In the meantime, would you like some refreshment?
Yes, please.
We have wine and other things.
Not to be that guy, but you got any beer?
She looks at you for a second, almost as if she's never heard the word before.
I'm sure the servants have some.
I shall check. Would you mind one slight indulgence before we enter? And she snaps her fingers, and Steve Buscemi quickly scuttles back in with a small box, and she opens it up, and she pulls out a white ivory mask that she that has a ribbon on each side that she, and then he comes behind her and wraps it around her so that her face is masked.
Hmm.
It's it looks like it's made out of solid ivory, and it has gemstones of some kind inlaid in it. Do forgive me, but we have traditions here.
It's very elegant.
And Sibu Shimi sort of maneuvers over to where, you know, if you want to reach into the box and take out a mask, you can.
It's always boxes.
It's the masquerade. I get it.
Fingers crossed.
I will take one.
I'll reach in and grab one.
Okay. Each of you pick an animal.
Well, if there's a wolf in there, grab that one.
Roll 1d10, and if it's high, you can have a wolf.
Five.
That is not the high.
There's a toxic mask.
Actually, let's do it this way. Bo, what mask does Oliver pull out?
Ooh, what mask? Are they their animal masks?
It'll all be animal masks.
Fox.
You pull out what appears to be a fox mask. You don't know what the fox says, though. Brooke, what does Luke pull out?
He pulls out a ferret.
Ferret?
Ferret mask. I don't know. It's the first animal that came to mind.
It's about as far removed from Frank as I can think. But...
it wasn't towards bear. You. I blanked on animals. I'm running on 2 hours of sleep. Bear with me.
Oh, it could be a bear mask.
Bear was more what I was thinking.
Bear.
Go for bear.
Bear, ferret, they're all the same.
Well, like a cute red bear.
Okay, and a bear mask is not particularly cute. All these masks, by the way, are solid. They're animal masks, but they're white. None of them have any coloration on them. And Stick, what does Jake pull out?
Porpoise.
Okay, I just heard gibberish there.
Spider?
Thank you.
Oh my dick. God.
Okay, I don't know what a spider mask would look like. That would be. Let's keep it in the animal kingdom.
Okay, that is the animal kingdom. The animal kingdom.
You know what I mean? Mammal.
Okay, we'll go with badger.
You pull out a badger mask. And then she glides past you and opens the doors. Instantly the crowd noises stop and everyone turns and looks at her, and you see before you a room full of about 30 or 40 people. All the men are wearing tuxedos, all the women are wearing ball gowns, and every one of them is wearing a white animal mask of some kind.
I will lean over to Jake and be like, what the fuck did we stumble into?
But she glides on in after that, and everyone bows their head respectfully. There are a few people who are not wearing masks. There is a string quartet. It just continues playing without interruption. I'll give you all three for all this for free. All four of them are playing almost robotically with glazed looks in their eyes. And their mouths are hanging open slightly. But they're playing very well. And then in the center of the room, there is a woman who is topless and tied up between two posts and sort of hanging somewhat limply. He was standing behind her, but he moves to the side so that he can bow respectfully to the mistress. A big, muscular guy, shirtless, but he has a black leather mask that totally covers his face. And he's wearing black leather. And he has he's been using a riding crop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. I will lean into Frank, and do we have vampires like these back at home?
I'm sure we do.
I will need to know their address for future reference.
So you know where to stay away from, right?
What are we doing here?
She leads you onto the room, and everyone is sort of staring at the three of you, who, masks aside, are terribly underdressed.
I figure for this type of party, we'd be overdressed.
I'm sure that's going to matter.
Well, it's early yet. But she snaps her fingers again, and without her even having to say anything, a woman dressed as a serving girl, but she is in a very tight... So if you can imagine a French maid's outfit, except... with like black leather and a very painfully tight looking bustier or corset rather. And she's wearing a white mask in the shape of a rabbit. And she hobbles over to you. She's wearing very high heels and there are shackles around her legs. And she's carrying a serving tray that has several glasses of champagne that she offers to you.
I will take a glass of champagne.
I'll take one, but I won't drink it.
Same.
Do not think that I have that my hospitality does not extend to you, Monsieur Jones. I can guess your proclivities. Do you have a preferred taste? And she gestures towards the entire room.
Not a particular one. No.
Hmm.
I know that some of our kind are burdened with that impulse.
Ah, you must learn to explore these things. There is no two mortals taste the same, and there is a bouquet that one can learn to appreciate.
Well, I'm still very new at this.
Ah, I would be honored if you would permit me to educate you.
I'll just, again, sort of incline my head to her. Very glad that she can't see my expression.
And she comes up to you and sort of puts her arm through yours and leads you through the assembled mask or assembled group, mass of people. Do you have any preference between males or females?
Oh, in terms of the blood, no, I don't. I don't suppose I do. Done both.
Well, I like a man who's open-minded. Have you ever investigated the taste variations depending upon their mood at the time? Do you prefer to seduce your victims or take what you want by force?
No, ma'am. I've always been, I've done the sip and forget method.
Ah, a pity you've never learned to luxuriate in the taste. Look around, Monsieur Jones. Is there anyone who you feel drawn to? And knowing that you can't see anyone's face, is there any particular victim which you think might attract Frank's attention just in the abstract? Because she would know.
Okay, I will. It's awkward because sexually, Frank is straight, but in terms of feeding, I think he's always tried to stay more with like stronger type with male types, just because he doesn't feel like he wants to, you know, he doesn't want to blood rape women. So,
gotcha. I know who you should meet. This way, please. And he leads you, or she leads you, around the side of the room to a guy who's wearing a tuxedo. And he is wearing, what kind of mask would he be wearing?
Bull.
Otter.
we'll go with bull.
Ooh, all right.
And he leads you straight to him and says, Jason. Yes, my lady. This has got a really husky voice. He's built like a football player. She reaches up to his mask. The mask does only covers the top half of everybody's faces, so you can like mouth it. And she sort of rubs her finger under his chin gently, and you see him shudder. He says, "This is my dear friend Frank Jones. You want to do anything for him? We, yes, my lady." And then he turns and looks at you, and then he drops to one knee and bows his head in your direction and says, "What would you ask of me, sir?" She leans in and whispers his name, and I don't know what'll be a good name. Let's see, it's 2010.
I thought it was Jason.
Jason. What? No, she gives you a name, and she whispers it in your ear, and you recognize him as being a pro football player from your world.
Okay. Oh, he's a Titan.
And yeah. And in this world, the Tennessee Titans are in Knoxville. So, yes. And in fact, if you hear the name, and if you guys want to come up with the name, I don't care. Jake, you immediately recognize him as, yes, this is the quarterback of the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, okay.
Whose wife is a supermodel. You don't know if she's here or not.
All right. Well, I am incredibly conflicted by a lot of things, but I also know where I am and who I'm talking to. So I will say to Jason, give me your wrist.
He, without raising his head, and you know that he's done this before, obviously, because he pulls back his sleeve and rolls up his, he pulls back his coat sleeve and rolls up the sleeve of his shirt and holds it up to you, and he's actually trembling slightly.
Okay. I will bite and feed.
And he shudders and lets out he doesn't moan because he doesn't want to look bad in front of the mistress, but yeah. Everybody else, you can roll, everybody can roll wits plus empathy.
What's empathy?
What? That's he's one of us.
Nothing.
I got one success.
Yeah, Anthony, you can decide what has distracted you to where you haven't picked up on this, but
what I'm distracted. I'm gonna go ahead and zoom in.
Probably a chick with the tits out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of watching her. Jake, you're pretty sure nearly everyone in this room is really excited and or jealous about Jason being fed upon by a vampire.
Oh, it's there. Cool.
And how much you want to take from the quarterback?
He's healthy. I'll take 2 points, which will get me up to maximum.
Okay. When you're done,
I will lick the spot. I don't know. Did we do that? Because Frank would know that because he'd fed before. Yeah. But
you would know. In my game, you don't have to lick the wounds. If you don't, all that will be visible is two little white spots that vampire hunters can recognize, but not normal people. And if you lick it, even that will disappear.
Yeah. So I'm aware. I know that. I know that fact.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Then I won't lick it. I will leave him with a badge of honor to carry around.
Okay. And you do. And when he like I was saying, he takes it down, brings it back down, and stares at it, and then he rubs it with his thumb almost reverently.
Jason, you need to use your tight end more.
And he nods, and you think you can tell underneath his mask he's blushing slightly, but yeah.
There we go. All right, I will dab my lips with my handkerchief.
All right. Ah, Jesus. But enough of these pleasantries. I see that my husband is ready for you. And you turn, and the guy who looks like the Merovingian is standing at the doorway wearing a black crushed velvet suit and a black shirt and a red tie underneath. He is wearing a mask which actually makes him look like a bat. Gentlemen, welcome to my home, and I'm pleased you've gotten to meet so many of my dear friends. And he walks straight up to the woman who's tied up and who has been beaten with a riding crop all this time. And lifts her chin up so that she looks at him, and she looks at him, and her eyes, you know, widen in joy, and she suddenly grins broadly. And how are you doing, my dear? Have you had all you can stand? Just no, more. And then he pats her on the cheek and nods to the we'll call him the torture guy who moves back into position to beat her some more. Gentlemen, shall we retire upstairs and attend to our business?
Thank you.
Yes, please.
And he reaches out his hand, and Domino takes it, and they sort of walk hand in hand out of the room, gliding out, and you follow them, and Sibu Shimi closes the doors behind you, and as soon as the doors close, there's another crack and a shriek from the woman. Although now that you know what to listen for, there's a certain amount of pleasure mixed in with her scream of pain. And she and the couple leads you up the stairs to you think there's probably 15 bedrooms in here, but they lead you to one, which actually you expect to be a bedroom, but it actually looks almost like an operating theater. There's a medical bed, not a, like an examination table type thing lying in front of it, in it. Now, so what would you like to look like, Frank Jones? Are we limiting ourselves to facial features? Or do you have something more adventuresome in mind?
I'm content with everything else, but not looking like myself would be useful.
And he directs you over to a table which actually has several very large books in it that are full of headshots. It's the sort of thing that you might see in an actual plastic surgeon's office.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will pick something that looks very much like Timothy Oliphant from Justified.
Okay.
But with a goatee.
Let me look that guy up, see what he looks like. I've never watched him.
Because Mary was married to Fergie.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, that guy. Okay. Yeah.
Plus, you know, plus a couple of years, you know, like, you know, solidly middle-aged. Salt and pepper, that kind of thing.
So him now?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's also, he's hilarious, like, when he guests on talk shows and things. He's very funny.
Okay. You wouldn't guess it from seeing him on the Justify commercials. He looks very grim. There is a one matter we should discuss first. Joshua did not actually talk much about how I would be reimbursed for my time.
No,
that's not true.
Say anything
to me, or did he? What did he say? If I've forgotten,
he said the standard fee. I'll pay the standard fee.
Oh, he did. Oh, good. Because I paid the experience for it.
Well, that's fine. All right, then we will forget I said anything about that. And what of you two? Do you want any improvements while you're here? It is outside my arrangement with Joshua, but I'm certain we could come to an equitable exchange.
You can get your hand back, Stubby.
Y'all could have huge peckers.
Josh is supposed to be looking into that for me anyway, and with the full moon being so close, I'd probably just wait for that.
As you wish.
I just got to eat the heart of whoever I want to look like. I'm fine.
Really? You would appreciate that, actually.
Really? How delightful. I've never heard of such a thing. You must let me observe this process sometime. Did you see anyone downstairs who you wish to experiment on for this?
Oh, no. Not particularly. And I ate before we got here, so.
If you will lie down on the table, Mr. Drums.
I will do so.
Okay. And he takes off his tuxedo. He's already taken off his mask, by the way. And he takes off his jacket and rolls up his sleeves. And then he comes over to you and he just puts his hands on your face. And his eyes turn blood red. Mm-hmm. And you can feel... It almost feels like his hands are melting into the skin on your face. Mm-hmm. And you are watching this, and that is, in fact, what is happening. It doesn't hurt at all. In fact, your entire face goes numb. Now let me try and figure out what to roll again, make sure he doesn't fuck it up horribly.
I spent experience for this.
He means the pain part.
Oh, I trust the creepy vampire. Said no one ever.
I did a couple of years back.
And where did that get you?
Standing right here in a sex club with you and my brother from a different dimension.
This is a sex club?
Yeah, you could have gotten laid, but no. You just...
Did you not know what's going on downstairs?
I guess it's good enough.
It's good enough. I just want to make sure he didn't botch.
Yeah.
Which would have been hilarious.
I'd look like Steve Buscemi.
I would have, of course, refunded your XP if it botched. All right. So, when he takes his hands away, you two do not recognize Frank anymore. He looks like Timothy Oliphant. And he actually did something to make hair sprout on your face in a goatee. And he even, you know, tweaked the hair on the side of your head to make it change into salt and peppery. If your hair was receding before, it is fully grown back now.
Now you're younger than your brother.
I was already younger than my brother.
This will last...
Charlie's old.
This will last indefinitely until you decide that it is a change you no longer wish to keep, at which point you need only... will the vitae in your veins to undo what I have done. And if you are strong enough, it will, of blood purity, then it will return to your original form.
Well, thank you. I'll sit up and I will extend my hand to him.
He shakes it somewhat delicately. And he gestures over to a mirror, and yeah, it's freaky because you have a little bit of body dysphoria because you don't recognize the face looking back at you. But yeah, you look like this guy.
Yeah, right on. Thank you.
And this whole time, you two, the two werewolves, have been watching this, but both of you roll your wits plus empathy again.
Ooh, I should have looked like Steve Harrington. Nice call, though.
I got one success.
I got two successes somehow.
You are aware of the fact, or you become aware of the fact that while you two are focused on Frank, Domino is watching the two of you. She's very interested in both of you. And Jake, you in particular, think you sense a certain amount of arousal from her.
I don't. Okay. She's is she the vampire?
Yeah. A very beautiful vampire. And you're just trying to ignore her as best you can.
Is she doing the Sharon Stone or Sharon? Sharon Stone Basic Instinct type of thing.
Well, she's not, you know, showing her vagina at you or anything, but she's very. All right. Well, she looks at you kind of like Monica Bellucci looks at Neo. But if neither of you are interested in her, we're done.
I didn't say that. I'm just trying to read my character sheet to figure out how little willpower I have.
Look, I may be in the death cult, but I like mine a little bit more warm-blooded.
Yes.
I'll assume that's an out-of-character statement.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, neither of you is... She is not actively attempting to, you know, ensorcel you with her powers, which she could easily do.
Yes.
But right now you are her guest, and so she's in Invictus, so there are rules about that.
Okay. Well, thank God. I was trying to figure out if I had to roll anything.
Well, you know, you are a red coat, so yeah, you probably do. Yeah, roll your resolve plus
composure. That's what I was trying to figure out. My resolve plus composure?
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I got five successes.
Okay. First of all, you get a beat for dramatic success. It is entirely up to you at this point. If you do not wish to be drawn to her beauty, then you won't be. You can ignore that. You are sufficiently put off by her, you know, sex cult leader freaky fit downstairs that at least for the rest of the night, your tribal weakness does not apply if she tries to do anything.
Right. I am not going to do anything because Josh told me to mind my P's and Q's while I was here, and I'm not going to give in to my vice. So.
Okay. All right. So, you guys finish up there. You are certainly welcome, to remain here and enjoy yourself, with, any of, his party guests. They all know what their place is.
And of course, go ahead.
And he is mildly apologetic. Of course, in their minds, my place and my wife's and Mr. Jones' yours is perhaps higher than yours, if only because we can instill a pleasure within them beyond mortal comprehension. But you are my guests, and they know that. So if you wish to enjoy yourself with anyone, please, with my compliments.
You're very kind. Your hospitality is truly as great as it was rumored to be. But we have some business to attend to, hunting down vermin. We probably should get to it.
By all means. And if you may, you are welcome to call ahead, of course, but you're certainly welcome to come here anytime and partake. You made quite an impression on young Jason. If you would like for me to give him to you on a more permanent basis, that could be arranged.
I suppose I'd rather that he keep his mind in the game, as it were. He's got a tough season coming up.
Actually, it's March, so he's it's.
Well,
he has quite a while before. He still has time before spring training begins.
Well, I'll consider that. Thank you again.
Okay, and you are escorted out of the here. And you're all outside.
Okay.
Wow.
I will look at each of them. Say, I don't want to talk about it. That's what you do. Let's get the hell back to the house.
I must say, you look good.
He does, in fact, look very good. Striking enough to be enough to have striking looks. So woo-hoo! You may add that to your character sheet. All right. So, once you get in the car, you get a text from Ben saying the spell.
Everything worked perfectly. We know right where they are.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't set off a bat signal. Don't worry.
Yeah. As far as he knows, he has an address for where the Scott Wilkerson is, but is in the territory of the Black Church.
Oh no!
And so they need to. Josh suggested that he let Jake know, and so because Jake has everybody's contact number, he could get permission to show up, and maybe we'll see. Because the Black Church, they're weird in a completely different way than the people you just left.
Oh yeah.
Bo, thanking you for listening to another episode of Southern Gothic Gaming. Welcome back to the adventures of the Connor family. The first arc of the aberrant storyline has drawn to a close, and we return to a world of werewolves, vampires, and vast horrors beyond comprehension. If you want to follow along live, you can do so by becoming a member of our Patreon. On Patreon, you will get early access, character breakdowns, and more. You can even join in our Discord group to interact with us and potentially join in one-off specials. Please rate or review wherever you listen to podcasts, and, as always, episodes are released every Friday night. Your players for this session have been Alan as the storyteller, Anthony as Oliver, Bo as Ben, Brooke as Olivia, Bruce as Jake, Luke as Frank, and Stick as Charlie. The intro and outro is Wayfaring Stranger by Brian Mitchell. Thank you again, and we hope you listen in for our next session.